Good therapy. In my Infosphere narration, I explored the idea that colonies of single-celled organisms might be more intelligent than humans. Thinking a little more about that subject, it occurred to me that the human microbiome might have more information processing capacity than the human nervous system. I'm not saying I believe the germs in my gut are more intelligent than I am. I'm just trying to explore the possibilities. If the human brain weighs about 3 pounds, then it contains approximately 1/50th the cells of a 150-pound human. If the microbiome contains 10 times as many cells as the human body cells, then the microbiome contains about 500 times as many cells as the human nervous system. If even part of those microbiome cells are capable of forming an information processing network, then the microbiome might be more intelligent than the human nervous system. If the human is overweight, then the microbiome would be larger, since the digestive system of an overweight person is enlarged to handle the food throughput. But the nervous system does not expand as a person gains weight. Therefore, in our larger friends, the microbiome might have 1,000 times as many cells as the nervous system, or more. And the larger people might have a lot more total information processing capacity, counting both the nervous system and the microbiome. The microbiome would be able to devote more of its resources to information processing because it has no muscles and no glands to deal with. The microbiome would not have the housekeeping overhead of sending signals to all the muscles and glands to keep the body in balance. It could act in a supervisory capacity, controlling the actions of the human in general, while the nervous system handled all the many details needed to accomplish goals chosen by the microbiome. The enforcement mechanism would be that sinking feeling you get in the pit of your stomach when something strikes you as wrong. When you sleep, your conscious mind is not in charge of your body. Could it be that the microbiome has more effective communications with your nervous system when you are asleep? Are your dreams actually messages from your microbiome? If this mechanism exists, then it might not always work perfectly. The balance of the microbiome might be upset by various factors not perfectly under the control of the superintelligences that control the biosphere. Or perhaps some of these superintelligences have deliberately caused microbiomes to malfunction. In any case, the out-of-balance microbiome might cause mental illness because the microbiome was not functioning properly. If that were true, it might be possible to heal some mental illness with antibiotics or other methods of changing the composition of the microbiome. A quick Google search will demonstrate that it is indeed possible to effectively treat some mental illness with antibiotics, much to the surprise of the medical community. It might be possible to analyze the interaction between the microbiome and mental health by performing a microbiome survey of mentally ill patients and comparing that to a microbiome survey of normally functioning people. That might lead to better therapies for mental illness, as well as shedding some light on the infosphere hypothesis.